That car door slam is the normal start to Sunday church for Elaine Maldonado. She comes from a Riverside home to Hope and Restoration Ministry on Richmond Avenue.
Sí, se hizo difícil por cuestión de la mudanza.
It was
por la gente que habla español.
For the people that speak Spanish.
Pero encontré en la área de Riverside.
She found the Riverside area.
Mucho más tranquilo.
A lot more calm.
She comes back to a church offering services in both Spanish and English.
He was being opposed by him.
For the church's pastor, David Rivera, her story is part of a broader problem, rapidly rising housing prices on the west side. The church sends a car to gather members who have moved away.
We're having to drive out to Riverside and Black Rock, even South Buffalo. People are having to move to South Buffalo. I guess the rents are even less expensive.
Until pretty recently, the West Side was where people went who couldn't afford better housing.
It's poor people of color. So obviously, there's a large immigrant and minority population on the city's West Side.
The medium rent in Buffalo, that's half above and half below, is $707 a month. What do you get in a cheap rental? Push Buffalo's John Washington would argue what you get is pretty bad.
There are places you can rent for $500 a month. Most of them should be condemned by the city of Buffalo and rehabilitated, but people should not be allowed to live in a lot of the quote-unquote affordable conditions.
Who has to live that way? Brendan Mahaffey says the city has been looking hard at the question of affordability. He's executive director of the mayor's Office of Strategic Planning.
We see a lot with single female head of households, minorities. Geographically, there is a predominance in neighborhoods like Broadway Fillmore, Genesee Moselle. But again, throughout the city of Buffalo, you'll see that.
Eastside Councilmember Ulysses Wingo sees two other related issues, seniors and gentrification. Often seniors are on fixed incomes, and if they fix up their homes, they may get a big tax increase, or they may also be offered large amounts in cash for their homes, making way for gentrification. Wingo says there is no affordable housing for them to move into.
Affordable housing is directly connected to racial equity, as the people who have been living in these communities that are now being renovated and rehabilitated, they're being priced out of where they have been raising their families for years, decades even.
Washington describes a ping pong effect. Some people, like Elaine Maldonado, move from neighborhood to neighborhood in Buffalo. Others may ultimately end up in Cheektowaga because they can't afford to stay in the city. Tomorrow, we'll look at possible solutions to the affordable housing problem. This series is part of WBFO's Racial Equity Initiative. You can find more stories at WBFO.org. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.